Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Is that our beginning?
Yeah, it is. That's our beginning. You got to get your game face on and all that good stuff. Get your game voice on. I had a moment yesterday, a shaming, guilting, embarrassing moment happened to me yesterday. I'm at the truck stop getting ready to start my day. And
To drive my semi. 18-wheeler.
Yes. Heading to Cedar Rapids, going to Diamond V, picking up some dog food.
Essential worker that you are.
Essential worker that I am.
Because dogs need to be fed.
And lately, I have been choosing to walk sometimes, I'm going to just come clean, with a cane. Because my knees hurt like crazy. And I walk a lot faster with a cane.
And walk better. I mean, you can't even tell that your knees hurt when you walk with a cane.
And I'm not, you know, but without the cane,
I don't know either. It's like magic.
It is magic.
It's like the magic cane.
Exactly.
By Julie Peters.
And where my brother, who's just a year younger than me, is riding on skateboards and doing all this nonsense.
Jogging.
But it's, and I, so I remember that Yoda.
He got my knees. You got dad's knees.
Exactly. Yoda is, as an adult, he has a cane. He walks with a cane. But at some point, that cane becomes a weapon. And he is really, you know, Yoda not only does things by mind control, which I'm very good at as well.
That's right.
But when shit goes down, that cane is, you know,
It's a lightsaber.
Not necessarily a lightsaber. It's just a weapon. He can do like flips with it and all good stuff.
Does it come out like it has like a little sword tip at the end?
It doesn't. But maybe it does. Maybe I missed that episode. But I think it just comes out as a weapon, you know.
Well, does it get bigger and smaller?
No, it does not.
Because I was thinking, like, I could see little baby Yoda having a little baby
Yoda
cane.
Yeah, that would be hysterical.
And then it just kind of grew as little baby Yoda grew.
Yeah, and
baby
Yoda, you know, the truth is baby Yoda, you know, perspective-wise, they're like, you look like a little doggy and like baby Elliot, our little baby Elliot, we're probably not that far apart in size when they're babies, right? Mm-hmm. But that little baby dog of a Shih Tzu didn't grow much more, where our dog kept growing and growing and growing.
Yeah.
So the space between baby Yoda and old Yoda is not very much space at all.
Yeah. But see, baby Yoda is mostly head.
Exactly.
And no body.
Yes.
And so big Yoda, he just kind of grew his body.
That's exactly right. So I'm at the truck stop, and there's, at this stage of the game, it's kind of empty. You know, there's not a lot of trucks.
It's like midnight.
No, it's in the middle of the day because I got home at 3 a.m. and so I got home at midnight and I needed a 10-hour break before I can go out again.
Right.
And so it was 10:00, and then there's a guy in behind me, parked in the back row, and
in a semi.
He's out and he's doing his CrossFit routine.
Damn you.
He's got, I'm not joking about this. He has come prepared. He has tied his 80-pound ropes to his trailer.
No.
He's doing his rope throws.
No.
He's got his mat on the ground doing his blimpies up and down. He's doing his high marching kicks where he's jogging in place with his knees touching his head. Yeah, over and over and over. And at that point, at that moment, as I'm walking around my semi doing my trailer test.
Yeah.
I said to myself, I will be damned if I get my cane out. I refuse. I refuse to walk with a cane today and have him. I wanted to say, dude, you're inspiring.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to be his inspiration.
No.
For letting it all go. Yeah. Like, you do one more burpee.
Yeah.
You do one more blurpee, mister, because you are not going to be walking with a cane later in life. You may be a trucker, but this is how it is.
I know. So. He's probably looking at you going, yeah, I got to do one more.
One more. Get those, one more rope throw.
Oh my god!
So, like I said, it was
here's for the rest of the story.
Yes,
is that you said to me a few days ago? I saw my first handicapped semi.
Yes.
We now have at the truck stop handicapped parking spaces.
Yes.
for semis, which is kind of scary in a way.
I know,
but. But then, you know, but the guy has a lift chair that gets him out. And a lift chair. chair.
There's no lift chair. That's ridiculous. But that would have been funny as hell. Now,
Julie, come on.
Oh, because I have to stick up for the drivers a little bit.
Okay.
But you know what, though? Why not?
But like,
the truth is, though,
get
maybe,
the chair up.
Maybe there would be jobs that are appropriate.
Yeah.
That you could pimp out your ride enough. Can I say pimp out your ride enough?
Yeah.
Back in the 90s, Pimp My Ride was a big show.
Yeah.
And it just meant you got to do whatever you want to your vehicle to make it your vehicle.
And then it birthed Pimp My House.
Pimp My House. That was another
and
thing.
It was like you could just pimp out your house.
Not pimp out your house. It's not pimp out. That is something different. But it's Pimp My House, Pimp My Ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But pimp out my ride. Yeah. Too. That's how the old people would say it.
Pimp out. Yeah.
But today you couldn't say that anymore.
Yeah. No.
Because you get canceled.
I don't know. I'm saying it though. But it's like, so I can see that.
Just forget one P. Don't say that.
Pimp or imp out my
life. Imp.
That's how I feel.
Or pimp out your ass.
I imp out my life. And I'm like, yep. And then into the kinkers out there, I gimp out my life.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. So
I can't say kinksters.
Kinksters? I can't say kinksters?
I don't know if you
I
can
think
or
you
not.
Can. Yeah. You know, the only problem is if we got canceled, there wouldn't be like a $1 million payout for us. Like, we're canceling you, but we're going to, you know, give you $1 million to say bye-bye. And I'm like, oh, please cancel me. Please cancel me.
I was listening to Bill Maher, and he had on Sharon Osbourne as a guest. And she got, you know, she was canceled. What is their show? The Talk?
Yeah, The Talk.
Okay, but yeah, The Talk.
Yeah.
But she had something, it was some kind of a row with Pierce Morgan's regarding Princess Markle. What is her name?
Meghan Markle
and Prince Harry. And so she got canceled. But like she said, I've got, within 48 hours, I had, you know, lots of people at my door going, I got a show for you, girl.
We got a new niche.
You can have your own thing, whatever you want. And she goes, what about all the people that get canceled that don't have the resources and the exposure that I did?
Exactly. What about them?
What about them?
I have
no place to go.
And then you...
I said, Julie, there's got to be a 12-step program for all the people that get canceled.
Exactly. Well, it's funny because Adam Carolla was talking about this, and they were saying they wanted to create a cancel channel. Just a channel
of all the places where
you know, people can go.
Adam and I are so
that
in sync.
That might have been Dax. I might have been Dax.
Dax and I are so in sync. I believe it'd be more Dax than Adam.
Yes, he was talking to Whitney Cummings. And they're like, we should have, because people are so afraid of being canceled.
Yeah, we have a canceled channel.
Yeah.
Oh, Julie, can we start it? Mm. Can we start cancel radio?
Yes. How about cancel podcasts?
Oh, my God.
Can I tell you something, though?
Yeah.
You know, you hate this when I say this. You hate love this when I say this. But I want to say the world, we are getting better as the world. I know. We are getting better. Okay. I know shit's gone down the last couple weeks.
Okay.
But we are getting better.
All right.
So I listened to...
Can I say Miss Pollyanna?
Yes. Can you... So I'm listening to this show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's an NPR show. It's a... You know, have you heard it before? Yeah, you have. It's, you know, quiz show.
Wait, don't tell me.
Yeah. They have callers come in to answer questions too.
Right.
And they go, hey, this guy Frank calls him. I'll call him Steve. Don't know his name for sure. But
why wasn't Frank good?
I like Steve.
Okay.
Okay. So Steve calls up and they like, tell us about yourself, Steve. He goes, well, I'm the captain of the Gulf Coast.
That's Lacrosse? Not it.
Coast Guard. I'm the captain of the Coast Guard, and that's my day job. And I'm also a drag queen, and I have a podcast, and that takes care of my art side. And they're like, oh, wait, we gotta talk about this.
What?
And I thought, oh, okay, what are they gonna talk about? Because I think he reminded me of us.
Yes.
Where The truth is, we have our day gig that pays the bills.
We have day jobs.
And yet, this other side of us, yes, the podcasting, yes, the we'd write books, yes, all these other things, yes, that I would love to say would take over financially for our other part of our life.
Right.
But it doesn't, but it takes care of our soul. It's our art.
It's our art.
And you know what they were more fascinated about?
Yeah. The creative side.
No, they were more fascinated that a guy in the service was a drag queen.
Oh, because don't tell me.
Yeah.
Like, wait, don't tell me. Yeah. Wait.
Don't ask,
wait,
don't tell.
Wait, don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought, oh, see, but we have grown. Because here am I listening to this. I didn't connect one ounce that, yeah, it might be contradictory for him to be a captain of the Coast Guard and a drag queen.
Because we listen to Dan Savage.
Yeah, I'm like,
who? And we drive a semi.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I don't know his sexual preference either. You, mm-mm, know, just because you're a drag queen doesn't mean that you're cisgender gay man, you know? I'm saying statistically,
I would say your odds are
pretty. If I had $100, I'd put my buck that it would be a cisgendered gay man.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying there's not outliers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
And $100 is not that much. But if you had $1 million, I'd know which way you'd bet.
If I had $1 million, I certainly bet one way for sure. You know.
I wonder if he just dresses like Cher does in that one song. It's kind of a Coast Guard-y song.
Yeah.
She wears like a military, like, shorts and.
I don't.
Yeah, if I could turn back. No, that's
she,
not,
yeah, that's the right song, but it's, she didn't wear military shorts.
Yeah.
She wasn't pretending to be in the service. Yeah, she was pretending. She was just on a boat.
Yeah.
Seen to the guys. But she was literally dressed in like.
She had a sailor cap on.
She might have had a sailor cap on. But she had fishnets.
Yes.
And a black leotard.
Hello, fishnets.
Okay.
Hello.
But she wasn't wearing.
And a sailor hat.
And a sailor hat.
I bet that's what he wears. And he's like, if I could turn back time.
Possibly. Her,
if I could find a way.
Yeah, Steve's drag queen name is like. Hell to that or something like that. Hell of a no or something like that. Something with a hell in it. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, okay. Interesting.
Hell of a good time.
Something like that. Yeah. And I'm like, well, that's really sweet. Yeah. But literally, I thought to myself, it never occurred to me.
Is his boyfriend's name Adam?
I don't know.
Adam and
Steve.
That's what they always say.
That's why I said Steve. You know.
Is that why you said Steve?
Yeah. I don't
know, you
but I don't know if he's cisgender gay man. I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, let's not belabor that.
And let's not label. We don't know what to label.
Let's not belabor that.
Yeah, exactly. Please stop belabeling. But what we do know.
Say that 10 times.
And I just was like, oh, good. You know, we've grown a society. Like, yeah. We don't care. Like, no one's like, oh, in the armed service and a drag queen, mm-hmm, and a podcaster. Who'd have thought?
And a podcaster.
Well,
I want to know. You said that you heard there's a huge ratio of people that get all this together and end up just doing one podcast.
Something like 33% of all podcasts out there are just one episode podcast.
They're just like, you know what?
But there's like also 1.2 million podcasts or 1.8 million podcasts out there.
Yeah, so there's still like 633,000 of us
that are doing this consistently. Well, I'm still all for people doing podcasts.
I am too, but you know, because most of them are like political.
Yeah.
Are like, I got a thing to say about me.
Yeah. And I think people are genuine, like, I know why I do this podcast with you.
Yes.
I would have no reason to do this but myself.
Right.
But.
Nor I.
No, yeah. But for 1 hour a day, a week. We have done daily podcasts before. We were doing Blog Talk Radio.
When we started out 10 or 11 years ago, we did it daily.
Daily.
And plus we took questions.
Yeah, that was daily. Fun. And then we're just like, why aren't we able to monetize this?
Plus we had the same people calling in every day.
And like, hi, Susan. Hi, Steve.
Remember Vince?
Oh, Vince.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember Vince. Yeah. Oh, poor guy. I liked him. I really wanted him to have help.
I know.
And he was trying to
sue Pepsi Cola.
And also secret himself out of the mess his life was in.
Yeah.
And at this stage, I would have asked him, hey, you know, it's good to have a vision board.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this question. What's your room look like?
Yeah.
And if he tells me my room is a mess, I go, today you're going to clean that room up.
If he tells me what room, I live in my car.
How's your car looking?
Yeah.
I go, you got a lot of, you know, are there, what's going on? If I come
is
in.
Is it neat?
Is it neat?
Yeah, if I come in there, I better not see one thing out of place.
If you're living in your car should look like it can, you can open the door to anybody.
That's right.
To welcome them in.
That's right.
Because you're welcoming in new opportunities.
Oh, you know? Girl.
There you go.
Girl. You'll be a and woman.
If it's not, then you go, okay, how's my glove compartment? If the car is too much to handle, how's the glove compartment looking? How's the truck?
Is that what you'd say for him?
I would start off at some place so small that he could have success today.
Oh,
you know.
So
but he
sweet.
Was trying to, I think at that time he was trying to sue Pepsi Cola for back pay or whatever.
No, it wasn't that. I think it was, I don't even remember now.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. I can't remember. But it was something that wasn't very good.
No.
I mean, on his side. Yeah. I wasn't optimistic.
Right.
But he was holding on to that.
Yeah.
And we could you just get a little job at McDonald's to carry you over? Nope. I'm waiting for this lawsuit.
I'm waiting for this lawsuit.
Did you kind of know that the average wait time on a lawsuit like this is about 17 years?
Yeah. Like, it goes, well, I'm still going to wait. I'm like, well, okay. But your life's ticking away.
Yeah.
Let that percolate.
Yeah.
That's the thing. There are people out there in the world that let things wait way too long.
Wait too long.
Wait, don't tell me. Wait too long.
Oh, no, it's going to be a theme of ours.
Yeah, wait thing. I have a lot of things on my list today, talked about the show. And it's
really?
Funny. Yeah, it's hysterical because the truth of the matter is I can't read any of my writing.
I can't read your writing either.
Yeah.
But I have a couple of things that, you know, Normano, your father.
Yes.
He got a haircut yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And he goes to he goes to this woman. Her name is Nikki.
Okay.
And he goes to Sports Clips.
Yeah.
And, you know, so Sports Clips, they're like, they rub your back and they rub your
really
neck.
Good. Yeah, I've been there once.
They give you a neck massage. They give you, and so Nikki's really nice to Norm.
Yeah.
And she's her man. Wait, she's his man. Wait.
He is her man.
Yes.
Got it.
And she is his girl.
Got it.
Yeah. And they got a relationship
going
on.
And you're fine with it.
I'm very fine with it.
Because it's contractual and there's
money exchange.
Yep.
So
he doesn't pay for the haircut, he pays to say goodbye.
And I don't have to give him the back massage.
Exactly.
Or the happy ending.
None of that stuff.
None of it.
Yes.
It's good. It's good on. It's good for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
But they have a repertoire, so they like to tell each other fun facts.
Mm, okay.
And so Nikki told Norm her first fun fact was about lobsters.
Mm.
And she heard that lobsters come, I guess, here's the story.
Okay.
And this is a fun fact.
Okay.
That, you know, years ago, I don't know how many, but the slaves used to eat lobster like it was no big deal.
Okay.
Because they were from, you know, the lobsters were plentiful from the Gulf Coast and everything. And so the slave owners would go, well, go eat lobster or whatever. And then at some point, there was the Lobster Rebellion.
Mm. Lobster Rebellion, okay.
I don't know what else to call it.
Okay, or Lobster Revolt?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were revolted by the lobster.
Revolt? What's that word?
Yeah.
Revolt, okay.
So they quit eating lobster.
Yeah. It's like, how much lobster can I possibly eat?
Yeah, and so there's it's like, we're not eating lobster anymore. And so for over a decade, there was no lobster eaten. And so at some point, and I don't know who it was, but he was a capitalist. And he went, you know what? We haven't had lobster in a long time. It's kind of, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make the price of it very expensive. So only rich people will be able to afford lobster.
Brilliant.
Not just regular people.
No.
not slaves, not regular people, but rich people.
Yeah.
Can only afford it. And that's how we became like lobster became synonymous for rich people.
Got it. That's so interesting.
But some people have said this about lobster. It's their only way that they can get butter in a sort of dignified way.
I get that. Because you're like, I like my butter.
I like butter.
I know. I can't just eat the stick. It's not that we're not at the state fair where they can dip it in flour and fry it for me. I go, but so I got to dip my lobster in my
steak. I got to get lobster.
I get you. Well, it's kind of funny because it's sort of like Adam Carolla has a bit called Rich Man, Poor Man.
Uh-huh.
And it's like sometimes like poor people and the rich have the exact same situation, but the middle class never experience it.
Really?
And one is like, now I know, it's like lobster.
Lobster.
Like the real poor were forced to eat lobster, yeah. And they twitch it to the real rich are eating lobster.
Yeah, right.
It's like outside showers. You know, if you're real poor, you get to take a hose, hose down, you have an outside shower. Uh-huh. Or you're real rich and you have an extra shower that you,
when
after
you come back from the ocean.
Yep, you go.
You just go, because God forbid we get sand in our
exactly.
Boyer.
God forbid that. And so there's like, you know, like you get
Whoa, it. Oh, I love it.
Exactly.
I love
you
it.
You know, you brought up the lobster. I've got a little animal story if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
Remember that guy back in the day, Larry Lujack in Animal Stories. Woohoo! Animal story. So here's our animal story, I guess, situation today. So anyway, there's this bunny rabbit.
I have an animal story too.
Do you? Yeah. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear it.
Well, it's a Normano story.
You want to tell it to me now?
Sure.
Go for it.
Sure. It was his fun fact.
Another fun fact.
Well, it was his to tell Nikki.
Okay.
Yeah. His fun fact was it's about an alligator. An alligator that was recently killed.
Okay.
And the guy that killed it decided, because it was like this big 15-foot alligator, big, that he wanted it taxidermied.
Okay.
So in that process, mm-hmm. the taxidermist calls him up and says, I want you to know in what I found in the belly of this alligator.
Right.
And he's like, I found batteries. Jeez. I found a couple of license plates. And I found some transistor radios. But I also found a dog collar. And I want you to see this dog collar.
Yeah.
Because it looked just, it had like Sparky, his name on it, and a phone number. And so he decided, the owner said, you know, just on a whim, I can't believe this could, I'm going to call this number.
Yeah.
And the owner called this number. People answered. And he
People
said,
answered?
Yeah. And this number, as opposed to aliens, hello, I'm answering the phone for you now. I've come to Earth to answer.
I'm AI. You're canceled.
Yeah.
This number's been canceled.
But he said, I found a dog collar in the belly of my alligator.
Yeah.
Dead alligator.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, they went, oh my God, was Sparky?
Was Sparky, yeah.
Yes. We lost Sparky over 25 years ago.
25 years ago?
25 years ago.
25 years ago.
He went missing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So he would have been dead by now anyway, Sparky.
Yes, more than likely.
More than likely.
But he,
oh my God.
He took the shortcut.
I don't know why I'm more surprised at the fact that, first off, they're still living in their, they still have the same phone number.
Yes.
That's interesting. But
how
nowadays,
long have you had your phone number?
Well, nowadays you can take your phone number with you.
Yeah. See, you've had yours for over 20 years.
I know I have.
Yeah.
And still, no one, not that many people call me.
Nobody's called you Sparky.
No one's called me Sparky. No one's missing me.
Oh.
Anyway, the fact that this guy, that the alligators ate this dog chain,
yeah.
and it's still in the gut.
Yeah.
It doesn't like...
He can't poop it out.
It can't poop it out. It just hangs around for 25 years.
Yeah.
And he's still alive.
And he's okay.
And this is why we still have alligators. because they supposedly, survived the asteroid hitting.
Yes.
They survived heat waves,
yes.
ice ages.
They are awesome.
They're awesome. But at some point, they're eating all this trash that's not decomposing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they should just... I mean, like, their belly must just be, like, heavy.
I have this idea that every... What? every household on planet Earth.
Okay.
And not even a household, even single people. Well, they can have a household.
Yeah.
Should have their own alligator.
Yeah.
And that's the way we get rid of the problem with trash. Pollution and trash.
Oh.
We just give it to the alligator.
I'm not saying there's flaws with your theory.
What about sharks?
Yeah, what about sharks? What do you mean?
Well, remember Jaws?
I remember Jaws.
Like, you know,
oh,
all that
yeah, I know
shit,
you know what this, yeah.
You know? Then everybody should have their own shark. Then, after all these years, you kill your shark and you eat it then.
But see, here's the thing. Then after you eat your shark, all you're left with is like a floor full of, you know, Florida license plates. You know, like, they never go away.
Yeah. Why not Nebraska?
Yeah, exactly.
Why is it always Florida plates that have
exactly,
them in it?
Exactly.
And you know what the theme song should be when you play for your shark?
Mm.
Baby shark, 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 shark.
Baby shark, 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 shark.
Grandma shark,
shark, shark, shark, shark. Here,
Bobo shark, shark, shark.
Please eat my trash. You know, there's something to what you're saying. I get it.
I know there is.
But it's not, there's some flaws to it.
Jill, there's always mountains to climb.
Exactly. When one is, we have to have, like, well, with sharks instead of an alligator.
Yeah.
But the alligators like their water, too. Every household has to have a pond or a body of water.
A body of water.
And
that, now that's the business.
To get into.
To get into.
Exactly.
You know, the individual body of water, shark water.
Shark water. God. Okay.
You know what, though? It's kind of cruel to sharks.
So. Oh, 100% is.
Yeah. So that's, are they the ones that swim in circles?
Cruel yes. alligators. Yes. What I wanted to say, though, this, I don't want to live in a state or area where I'm literally on the lookout for alligators lurking around every part of my life.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I don't understand Florida. I'll tell you what. There's alligators there, and yeah. I'm serious about this.
Yes.
And also there's red ants, those horrible red ants that if you step on one, or what I did was step in a pile of them, and they just totally attacked my ankle really, really, really bad. And then there's snakes, too.
Yeah.
So everybody has to have, when they go outside, one of these big screen things over their, over their pools, over their backyards.
Yeah.
And so to protect them, not just from... Up here we have mosquitoes.
Right, right. Not from mosquitoes.
Not from mosquitoes.
No, they're from alligators.
From real predators.
I'm just not sure I'm all into that.
Yeah.
I really am not. No. I think there's a benefit to having four seasons that, you know, it shuts that shit down.
I mean, it'd be great to live in the ocean, but the fact is we have the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
It's not as great.
We also have the Great Lakes.
Oh, we do. Oh, oops. Oh, yeah. Oops.
We basically
those are pretty good, too.
Those are, like, better than the
those
Mississippi
River. Those
are better
than that.
And they're awesome.
And they're also kind of better than the ocean.
I think so, because I'm not a fan of saltwater swimming, personally. Yeah. But
And the lakes don't have saltwater.
No, they do not.
You're
cool.
Not a fan of saltwater swimming.
I'm not personally a fan of saltwater
swimming.
Why
not?
I don't like the taste of saltwater in my mouth.
But they make you float. Be nice. And you just float like a butterfly.
Yes. Typically in the ocean, there's not that much salt in them. That you
just float.
You float. That's there's in the Dead Sea.
There are people that die in the ocean.
Yeah, they are.
They don't float.
They don't float. They drown.
How come in the pool it's like... salt water is like
awesome. So awesome. I know. Well, it's probably better than chlorine, but I have to tell you, I conditioned the smell of chlorine in love when I was a little child, because the first thing you wanted to do for your family is buy them a pool.
Yes.
And you wanted to make sure that pool had a good amount of a chlorine in that pool. And so we would swim a lot, and I was just like, because you wanted to baptize us.
Yeah.
You know, so... In this big pool.
I spend a lot of time baptizing you guys.
Exactly right. It was a spiritual thing. And then I was like, oh, cool, cool, cool. And so I connected.
Love
and chlorine.
Being saving.
Yeah.
Being saved.
Exactly. Saved by Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and chlorine. So that's why I'm not a big fan of salt.
And what is your confirmation name?
Chlorine.
What?
That's right. It is, actually.
I know.
It's not Corinne. It's Corinne. Corinne. But I saw where you were going. I saw where you were leading me. And what is your baptism name? Your confirmation name? Ah, that's so funny.
It was subconscious, too.
I can't believe you remembered it.
You went like, oh, my God, what should I have for my confirmation? Chlorine? That isn't...
My
how about Corinne?
Corinne. Corinne.
Dolly Parton made a song out of it.
Corinne, 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 Corinne. Yeah. Please don't take my
tears
man because you
down
go.
My girlfriend. Okay.
So I'm going to continue on our stories with another animal story.
Okay. Another one.
Yep. Another one. This little guy is called Darius. He is a 4-foot rabbit and he's gone missing in England. I want to show you a picture of him, Mama, so you know what I'm talking about, because he's really big. Mm-hmm. 4 feet. That's pretty big, right?
Holy. Yes, it is.
Okay, so he's a...
He went missing?
He went missing. He's an award-winning rabbit, and he quote-unquote went missing.
Did he write a book or something
no,
like that?
No, but he's insured by his owners, because he's won awards for, for $1.3 million.
Whoa.
So... I don't, at some point you're going,
yeah.
Wink, wink, he goes missing.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he got kidnapped.
I got kidnapped or, they let the door open just because, just because.
I see where you're going with this one.
Coyotes, right. I remember watching this really could be the beginning of a very interesting Dateline. Because I remember one night waking up at 4 a.m. watching Dateline.
Yeah, that's what you do when you...
Oh, why not when you can't sleep?
Dateline, middle
watch
of the night.
How horrible some men are. You're like, whoa, this is crazy. But this one guy, for every day, he was a horrible guy. I don't know how it ends. I'm sure he's arrested, but I don't know for sure. But
that's the last 5 minutes.
And I always fall asleep by then. Yeah. I'm like, what happened? Yeah. Do I have to worry about going out into the world now? Is this guy captured or is he dead? Or is he alive doing his damage? Yeah. But he literally figured out that every time something bad happened to him, he had an insurance claim, his life got better. Like he had a barn full of horses, barn caught on fire. Horses died, got like $800,000.
Right.
And then he had a bigger house, Then his first wife dies.
Oh.
Wink, wink. Has, in a car accident.
Uh-huh.
Life gets better because she was fully insured.
Right.
Got better. And then all of a sudden, he starts not being able to handle his money well, because those kind of people really don't. They don't get it. And what
the people that there's two kinds of people out there.
Yeah.
The kind that earn their wisdom and the kind that have unearned wisdom.
Yeah.
This guy had unearned wisdom.
Unearned wisdom.
Yeah.
And so then
that's why he doesn't know how to handle his money.
And so then his son ends up dying in fixing one of his cars. And
does it collapse on him?
Collapse on him.
Oh, my God.
Now, but to find out, though, he has insured his son for like $1 million.
Mm.
Like, why is a father, and the son has a wife and kids.
Oh.
And they're not the beneficiary.
Ay,
father is.
Yeah.
And so they're like, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Finally, someone connecting the dots, so to speak.
Yeah, and you would like to say that you could connect the dots, but if there's only one dot, you can never connect it to anything else.
Mm.
Like with Scott Peterson, the cop in Illinois, Bolingbrook area.
Yeah.
I think that's where he was from.
Where
we used to live.
Yeah.
When his first
wife. He was our neighbor.
Right. When his first wife died.
Tragedy.
In a bathtub. Tragic, right?
Tragic, yeah.
But that's when the dot stopped. There was just one dot.
Yeah.
That wife died. Yeah. We were all so sad.
Yeah.
And then.
Wife number two.
Goes missing. Or did she die? He might have killed three wives.
Three wives.
So then, and all of a sudden you got another wife.
Yeah. Pregnant.
Now you got three dots to connect.
Now
finally. You got some dots to connect.
Yes.
And you start filling in more of those dots. But the truth is, I don't want to be a dot in anyone's picture.
Mm-mm.
I really don't.
And do you want to be a dot connector?
I really don't want to be a dot connector either. There are people out there that get off on dot connecting.
Yeah.
I don't have, I'm not that one. I'm not those people.
Yeah.
I'm, you know what? I am a Sagittarius.
Well, dad said Normano said, you're one of three types of people. Now, I'm not going to remember what they are. You're either a politician.
Okay.
A preacher or a, do you remember what the third one was?
Okay. A politician.
A preacher.
A preacher or a debater.
No.
Kind of.
Another P though. Another P word.
Politician, preacher.
Not a protector.
No.
Shoot. Mm-mm. But, you know, we figured out that you were the politician. No, dad was a politician.
Okay.
I was the preacher.
Uh-huh.
And you were the third one.
Oh, good. So that's
were you not with us during that conversation?
No, it was on Dax. And you heard it differently than I heard it.
Oh, okay.
And I remember those three. I just can't remember them now.
Yeah. You and I were talking about that then. Okay.
No. You and Dad were.
Oh, okay.
But I heard it on the podcast as well.
Oh,
we
did
weren't
you?
Listening it together.
Got it.
So.
Got it.
You guys figured out how to put a podcast on your car by yourselves. It was like,
shut
amazing.
Up.
Shut up. Well, it was interesting too because like this week in podcast life, I have to say, the world has been very, very synchronistic for me lately. So the part of my brain that is picking up coincidences is very activated.
Yeah. Oh, I get you.
Yeah.
I get you.
The world is huge, right?
Right. And all these synchronicities
are happening. They're probably happening all the time. My brain's not filtering it through my consciousness. But I have been asking God. I go, God, let me be aware of what you'd be aware of. And not aware of the 90% I don't need to be aware of.
I totally agree with you
right.
on that one.
And so I was listening to a podcast with Sam Harris, and he was interviewing this jiu-jitsu master. And he started bringing up this term, amygdala hijack.
Amygdala. Yes.
Amygdala hijacked.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get him out of their hijacked amygdala.
Amygdala.
And I'm like, oh, okay. I've never heard that phrase before.
Right.
But my amygdala has been hijacked.
Right.
And now I can't, I'm just responding. I'm not consciously aware of what I'm doing.
Right.
And you don't want to be in that position because then shit goes down. And Sam was interviewing this guy because Sam feels that the reason why we have all this stuff going on with the police and stuff like that is that we have such poorly trained police officers.
Well, that's for sure.
For sure, right? And they should be able to be. And because we take away, we don't train them in jiu-jitsu, which jiu-jitsu, the technique is a smaller person could manipulate and take down a bigger person mm-hmm. without hurting anybody in play.
Right. 100%.
But because we take that away, and first of all, we don't train the police officers to do this very well, and then we took it away, what happens is they're only left to use tasers, batons, and guns.
Right.
And all those three are really known to cause damage.
Right.
I mean, if they
use a baton. But how does jiu-jitsu and amygdala
okay, so come what together? Happens is they're talking about so like you're dealing with a perp. Who's innocent until proven guilty.
Allegedly.
Allegedly innocent.
The alleged perp.
Alleged perp, innocent until proven guilty. And that perp scared and starts acting. And now his amygdala has been hijacked by fear and anger. Now the police engage. Maybe just one police officer. And he or she has not been trained well in jiu-jitsu because mm-hmm. they only get 4 hours of hand-to-hand training, combat training, mm-hmm. twice a year, like once every other year. Mm-hmm. 4 hours once every other year.
For hand-to-hand.
Yeah. That's not enough.
Yeah.
And so then what happens is the cop starts getting afraid because what they do have on them is a gun, baton, and taser that they cannot let the perp.
Right.
Take away.
Right.
So then shit just starts going bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get it.
Now, we're not talking about what happened in Minnesota because
that's bad shit.
That was bad shit.
Yeah.
Crazy bad shit.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? That's, I can't even,
yeah.
You know, not even talking about that. We're talking about the other stuff where you're going, okay, this police officer and this guy are, you know, I don't really say women very often, but. Yeah.
But I have a story about that.
Okay.
I know this one woman.
Yeah.
She was a writer for like the Atlantic and all that stuff.
Yeah.
She decided at age 40 to become a cop.
Oh, good.
Because this was, she really was like studying this and everything, and she's a writer. And so she decides to become a cop.
Yeah.
Real legit.
Yeah.
So
legit. Good.
She gets accepted into the academy, and she becomes a cop for several years. She's got her law degree and all this stuff. But in that time, here's how much time they get when it comes to the gun training. They get 2 weeks. And in the first week, it's all just study and books.
Oh, geez.
And in the second week, that's when they get their you know, go to the firing range, 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
And then they have it once every other year where they have to get like certified and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She said she was like amazed at the lack of training regarding the guns. And she said, but she goes, we spend hour after hour after hour after hour watching videos where we're being attacked, where if we don't do this, we're going to die. We're going to do this.
God.
So there, it's like heavily loaded on that side.
Yep.
And on the side of how to use guns, it's like minuscule.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just minuscule. And so she was, you know, she's really for like stuff like what you're saying, but also the fact that not every call needs to have
a police officer. Right.
But they're trained to go like, hey, even a dog bite, you could lose your life over.
Yeah.
Or one of the worst things is like going to a domestic fight.
Yeah.
You think, oh, I'm just going to separate husband and wife. Oh, no.
Yeah.
They're taught that you're going to get killed.
Because, oh, my God. Then don't become a, then this is it. They're being, you're right.
Yes.
They're being poorly trained.
They're being trained in fear.
Yeah.
And that's the amygdala response.
And that's, and so then your amygdala.
The amygdala effect.
And that is, they get hijacked.
The amygdala code.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's a game changer.
It's a game changer.
You notice I'm saying all the words.
Yeah.
That
it's
are
a reset.
Relevant.
Yeah.
It's a reboot. It's reboot, a reset.
Reset.
Holy shit. What else can we say about it?
I don't know. But then I was listening to this other guy. I can't remember the podcast I listened to. And he was, or who he was interviewing, who was interviewing
him. Oh, wow,
Jill. Dax.
I can't remember the podcast or the podcast.
And he talked about your amygdala being hijacked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what happened? When did this become?
Now, this is the new buzzword.
My amygdala is being hijacked.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's scary out there.
Yeah.
And how do we... First off,
can I tell you something about why I know about the amygdala?
Yeah, tell me.
Well,
you're smarter.
When I was becoming a therapist, we were, you know, any kind of new technology, you know, was like interesting to us.
Uh-huh.
And there was this one technology that was like the amygdala response.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you had to click your jawbone.
Mm.
You had to like click it. And you hear the click in your ear.
Yeah.
And that was that's how you reset your amygdala.
Oh.
And so we were going around as like young therapists going,
click, amygdala's now reset.
I guess I'm okay now. Fear response, be gone.
Well, it's interesting because this one guy was
talking about. That therapy faded pretty fast.
Yeah, because people aren't going to do it. But the guy said, this therapist or psychologist said, as soon as you labeled what a feeling you were having, that took you out of the amygdala response and put you into a more conscious reaction. Because you labeled it.
Labeled something.
Exactly. So in that respect, I would like to be labeled a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Just keep labeling and so forth. So what we want to say, just two women here are doing a podcast, mother and daughter, we're all for having better trained cops.
Yes.
And but honestly.
Do you think that's pretty scary or
no.
sexy? Where are we at on the spectrum here?
Well,
we're for better trained cops.
Ooh. Well, what would be the blowback to that? You know what I'm saying?
How dare you say we're not trained?
Well, okay, because here's the I was listening to this other. Oh, God. I don't know what was
going
on. I
told Dad, every time I've ever been stopped by a cop, the first thing I do, and even though, like, one time we were parked at the Walmart.
Can I tell you what I think you do?
Yeah.
But go ahead. You tell me what you
do. Well, when we were parked at the Walmart And it says no parking yeah. zone, but we parked there because we wanted to give you an easy way to. So I was waiting for Dad.
Sure. Okay.
And the cop came over. First thing I did is I put both my hands out the window so he could see both my hands.
Oh.
Because they say that
yeah.
you could be reaching for your wallet.
Right.
You could be reaching for anything. They think you're reaching for a gun.
Right.
They pull out that gun.
Yeah.
Bad scene.
Yeah.
So I put, the first thing I do is put both my hands.
Yeah.
And you should too, if you ever get stopped, just Which put I both have. Your hands out.
I always put them on 10 and 2.
Oh, that's good.
You know.
That's good.
I have that one time we were in Columbus.
What did you think I did?
That you always shake it up by asking them a question first.
I do something like that.
You're like, hell, officer, I'm so glad you're here because I had this big pressing question I need to ask somebody.
Thank God you've arrived just in time.
Thank God.
I was trying to get away so fast from the bad guy.
I'm like, if only I had a cop here. I'm like, okay, God. You're here. Oh, and here's a banana.
Is that a banana in your pocket or a gun?
Yeah.
Are you just glad to see me?
Exactly. What was I going to say? Oh, okay.
About the cops? Yeah. About what you do?
Well, I mean, but I remember...
One time in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. No, Ohio. Okay. Columbus. Uh-huh. You were heading to a conference on grief or something, and I was going with you when we were driving. It was middle of night, like 11 o'clock at night. And this was before GPS. And we are lost. And the hotel is telling us to go this one way.
Yeah.
I'm like, this cannot be the right way. Because it really felt like, I'm not saying it was bad side of town, but we really felt like everything was boarded up. I'm like, this cannot be the right way.
We were kind of scared.
Yeah, kind of scared. And I don't know why, but we were. And I'm just like, and nothing seemed to get getting better. And all of a sudden, I found three cop cars parked together.
Yeah.
And so, that, like, I'll ask the police officer. So I pull my van over.
I remember this.
I'm barefoot. Yeah. I'm running down the street. Yeah. And I go, and I'm like, they don't know who I am.
Yeah.
And I go, and I run to the police officer, and he's in his car. And I'm thinking to myself, he has no idea who I am. His yeah. amygdala is activated.
Yeah.
And he probably has his gun pointing toward me.
Right.
Behind the, you know, the, right. the door. Right. I don't know.
Right.
But I just run to him and I go, I'm so glad I found you guys because I am so lost.
They're like, really?
Really? You're lost?
I go, here?
I've been driving all night from Chicago, got a conference tomorrow morning, and I'm talking to the people in the hotel. They told me how to get there, but this cannot be right. And they're like, no, you're in the wrong place. I go, what should I do? Should I keep going straight? I go, no.
No.
Turn around and go back to the highway and go around Columbus mm-hmm. and then get off there. I'm like, you're still about 20 miles away and it'll take you 2 hours if you go downtown through this way.
Whoa.
And I'm like, gotcha. But then I ran back to my car, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure if I had my bra on, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Here I am, 22-year-old girl, footless, not footless, shoeless.
You were footloose.
I was footloose and fancy free.
That's right.
They probably thought they won the lottery. Are they trying to pimp me? Pimp
you,
them out?
You weren't footless. You're a footloose.
Or I was running away from my trafficker. Yeah. You know, like, oh no, we got a live one here. She's running. She's running away from the van.
I'm like, you know, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? I'm lost.
I'm lost. I'm just so lost. Mm-hmm. But okay, literally. Spiritually, metaphysically.
All of the above. Check all of the above.
All those boxes are
at
being
22,
checked.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, shit. 22, I thought I had my whole life figured out.
I know you did.
And then that was a lie.
Now you're here with your mother.
Yeah. I had the best time of my life, really.
I know.
Except that it was weird because you had shared with me what my aunt had said to you.
What was that? I can't remember.
So you had mentioned that I had lost a friend during the election, a Canadian
oh,
friend.
Oh, right, right.
You know?
To my aunt, yes,
you're,
yes.
And you were talking to your aunt, yes. Who's my great aunt.
Right.
And I said, you know, and she just basically said, you know, we hung up and that was the last of our conversation. Like, you know.
My friend lost.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And my great aunt then said to you, oh, I'm sure she doesn't want to talk to Julie anymore because she still loses her mother. That's the reason why, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She, you know, who wants to talk to someone who's still with their mom? I'm like, at some point, I'm not living with, you know, I'm not still living with my mom.
No, you have your upstairs apartment.
Exactly. Mostly, though, we just have chosen.
We're the downstairs people. You're the upstairs people. There you go.
No, we've just chosen this lifestyle because it works for us.
It's just, I know. It's a choice.
I'm not going to feel ashamed about it.
No.
Or guilt.
No.
Screw that. Life's too fucking short.
You, but you started out with a shame and a guilt story. What was that about again? Oh,
yeah.
The CrossFit dude.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if I didn't live with my parents still, I'd have to get my game together more. And like, I'd be the CrossFit person.
Getting out of your truck. Well, you had a friend who drove a semi, but it was a sleeper when you didn't have a sleeper.
Right.
And she brought her bike.
Yeah. She took her bed. Yeah.
And she would, on her 2 hours off, get on her stationary bike.
Yep.
In her truck.
Yep.
And just freaking bike.
I love that about her.
I was so cool.
I love that about her. And I also love the fact that she was, this is just her lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I think she took her bed out and had like a recliner. Well, that's what I would do. Mm-hmm. Like if I was, I don't have to have a sleeper per se. I mean, I like it. Mm-hmm. It gives more space, but we, not all the time are we sleeping in our semi.
No, because Dad keeps his ladder there and right. Every other.
But if
darn
I really
thing.
Had to pimp my semi out to be workable for mm-hmm. us, I would take
pimp
the
my
bed,
semi.
Pimp my semi. I'd have a bike. I'd have a portable bike because mm-hmm. now, like, I have
they're
a slim.
Small.
Well, I have a slim cycle now.
Yeah,
and you can really fold that slim cycle up to like literally half
nothing.
A foot. Yeah, and then I take out the bed and I have a recliner because mm-hmm. sometimes you just like sleeping in a recliner.
Yeah,
you can
do anything you want in a recliner.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd nail that bitch down and it'd be like, whoa. And then you got a little more room, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what I would do.
So you'd have your, you go,
wouldn't
you'd
have a bed.
Go right from your Peloton.
Yep.
To my recliner.
To the recliner.
With the cooler.
Yep. My beer next to me.
The TV, the satellite TV.
Here's my 10 hours off before I go back to Joliet.
Whoopee.
Ooh, laughs good.
Laughs is good.
And there, hey, who would have thought there's a reason why we need a million more truck drivers on the road? Yeah. Life's
it's
just
so
grand.
Good. It's so good.
And life is good, right? So, girlfriend, how was the show of the week?
Oh, my God. I beloved it.
Did you beloved it? Do you have anything else? Because we got another minute or two.
See.
Anything else going on in your life?
I was trying to think if there was any other stories.
Oh, there is a story. I have a story to tell you. It's kind of funny.
What is it?
So, I guess someone. Oh, God. Did you hear this? I wanted to look it up. I think someone was quoted on giving, saying, hey, happy birthday to somebody on live TV. And the guy's name was Hugh Janus. Hugh Janus was his name.
No.
And he's saying, somebody goes, happy birthday, Hugh Janus. And I thought, I love that.
Can we say happy birthday to you?
Yeah. Hi,
happy
Hugh.
Birthday, Hugh Janus.
Happy birthday, Hugh Janus. I don't know why makes me laugh, but it does.
I know, that's great.
So, girlfriend, how's the show?
I said I beloved it. It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.